The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 20th of November, 2008. It's the birthday of novelist Nadine Gordimer, born in Spring, South Africa, 1923, author of 14 novels, many collections of short stories, most of which explore the issue of race in South Africa, won the Nobel Prize in 1991. She has served in the African National Congress. It's the birthday of Robert Francis Kennedy, Brookline, Massachusetts, 1925. It was on this day in 1971 a ban was placed on the use of the pesticide DDT, the environmental dangers of which had been set out in Rachel Carson's book Silent Spring, published in 1962. It's the birthday of the astronomer Edwin Hubble, born in Marshfield, Missouri, 1889, majored in math and astronomy in college, went to law school, started practicing as an attorney, got bored after a couple of years, went to get his PhD in astronomy at the University of Chicago, where he studied nebulae, distant objects in the sky that couldn't be categorized as stars, moved to California so he could use the big telescope in Pasadena, and within a few years, he'd begun to make discoveries that revolutionized the field of astronomy. He identified a certain kind of pulsating star, a Cepheid in Andromeda, then thought of as a not well-defined nebula of clouds of gas, and he calculated the distance of this Cepheid star from Earth as 900,000 light-years. At the time, scientists knew that the galaxy that Earth is in was only about 100,000 light-years across, and they also believed that our galaxy, the Milky Way, was the only one in the universe. Hubble's discovery of the Andromeda Cepheid and his calculation of its distance proved that the universe was billions of times larger than what scientists at the time had thought. And a year later, in 1925, Hubble devised a system to classify galaxies based on their shapes. And then in 1929 made his most important discovery when he came up with a mathematical relationship explaining the correlation of a galaxy's radial velocity to its distance from Earth. In other words, determining that the farther a galaxy is from Earth, the faster it appears to move away, which led to the conclusion that the universe is expanding and provided the basis for the Big Bang theory, which says that the universe started when, in a big burst of energy, a bunch of matter exploded, expanded, and that the universe continues to expand. Here's a poem for today by George Bilger, entitled Snow. A heavy snow, and men my age all over the city are having heart attacks in their driveways, dropping their nice new shovels with the ergonomic handles that finally did them no good. Gray-headed men who meant no harm, who abided by the rules and worked hard for modest rewards, are slipping softly from their mortgages, falling out of their marriages. How gracefully they swoon, that lovely old-fashioned word from dinner parties, grandkids, vacations in Florida. They should have known better than to shovel snow at their age, if only they'd heeded the sensible advice of their wives and hired a snow removal service. But there's more to life than merely being sensible. Sometimes a man must take up his shovel and head out alone into the snow. A poem entitled Snow by George Bilger, used here by permission of the poet on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with readings, guides, essays, audio recordings, poems, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.